This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight, Kate Delaney. Lots happening in Washington, D.C. Right at the top, we go to our pal, Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. Ellen, wow, Sean Spicer today saying that he thinks the president will actually be vindicated with this whole wiretapping deal when he was a candidate at Trump Tower, saying that everybody was tapped and he was tapped. So why is he saying that?
Well, we have no idea. I mean, he has access to top secret information, and only the president can really declassify anything he wants to declassify. So the onus is on the president of the United States to show that there really was something, because now you have Democrats and Republicans who run both the House and the Senate Intelligence Committees were saying there's no evidence.
Yeah, wow. Okay, so we have to watch that play out. It's crazy.
You have to watch it play out.
Yeah, I mean, that's the deal. Okay, so with the president's budget, a lot of people are kind of shook up in a couple of different areas, including public broadcasting. What's the deal there? They're talking about cutting the funding.
They're talking really about zeroing out the funding for public broadcasting.
Wow.
What they don't realize is that school readiness programs, you know, you can say what you want about NPR, et cetera, but the Public Corporation for Public Broadcasting is well known to do school readiness programs, and the woman who runs it was vice president of the Republican National Committee. So, I mean, it's not exactly this liberal lefty, you know, place. It's actually they do mainly school education programs, that's, and some science programs, but they really are focused on school readiness, getting kids ready to read the alphabet and all that kind of stuff, which has put our kids ahead of other kids. And the other thing is I think it's 19 agencies that they've completely X'd out, including the United States Institute for Peace, which was started under Reagan, 1984, by Congress to promote peace action. And so, I mean, zeroing out that agency, that makes no sense.
Wow. Crazy. It's kind of like, you know, people complaining corporations when they say, oh, the accountant just came in and just eliminated called people units and just took a big red pen and didn't really know what all the different divisions did. It feels kind of like that, like a corporation.
Well, I mean, that is a little bit what Donald Trump says he knows how to do. The problem is that Washington and internationally has its own culture. I mean, for instance, Angela Merkel is coming tomorrow. Well, the president's upset about our trade deficit with Germany, which was $64 billion, I think, last year, with a B. However, Angela Merkel is part of the European Union, and she cannot single-handedly change trade policies. I mean, so there's a lot of that kind of thing. You can't just, you know, you can't be CEO of a corporation and run a government that way. They run very differently.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Ellen Ratner, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So some good points. It's interesting. That's what it feels like to me. The culture is different. And now that was part of the reason, you know, Trump, different coming in. What I said the other day, what was good is when you're auditing the government and you're seeing that there's this replication of services that are happening in all these different places, that I think has gone on forever, ever, 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 and always should, they should always do the self audit. So I completely agree with that. But you have to be very careful with the wicked red pen, because you have to, I think you have to understand what's at stake there a little bit more before you just completely slash and burn. And I suppose when you do a budget and then a lot of it gets bounced out anyway, that probably some of that may get pawed over, let's just say, for a second time. It was all about the NCAA tournament for many people. Are you in a pool? Maybe you are. Next week we will have some fun with March Madness in our on our Wednesday show, our Wednesday into Thursday show, we'll do a little March Madness of our own for some really cool prizes, and maybe someone will be able to nail the score of a few of these hoop games. But there were perhaps a few surprises, we'll say, or maybe not, when it comes to the first round action. So Villanova, my choice to win it all, I'll just throw this out at the top. Villanova beat Mount St. Mary's handily, no problem. I'm not shocked by that. 76-56. The game that I thought was so interesting, and I watched this game. It happened in the afternoon on Thursday. Northwestern's first NCAA tournament win in 78 years. It was their first appearance in 78 years. They knocked off Vandy 68-66. What was really crazy is it looked like Northwestern was going to lose this nail biter at the end. It was a wild finish, I guess is the best way to put it. An unnecessary foul at the end of the game cost Vanderbilt from advancing and Northwestern to win their first tournament game in the school's history. So they do that, and now they face Gonzaga, which lights out there. That would be incredible if they knocked off the Zags. But the fact that they were able to do it and, win that game, pretty darn exciting, and it was exciting to watch the finish, and I watched... You know, almost that whole game, so I watched the tail end of that. That is college hoops, and there were some other games that had some excitement as well. And then there were a couple of blowouts mixed in between. As we get deeper into the hour, I'll give you a couple of those scores, because I know some of you are filling out brackets. I actually had a request to tell you about the games, to give you some of the results. It's like, okay, we'll do some results. That's no problem. We'll do that. In the meantime, you know what's interesting is I was looking at this North Korea situation. I was talking somebody today, a diplomat, a former diplomat, who was pretty adept at knowing some of the behind the scenes going on in Korea, just in Korea in general. And you've got the UN ambassador, Nikki Haley, who has been talking about the administration's policy on North Korea, because we've got a lot of tension, obviously, going on there with the nuclear weapons and North Korea continuing to develop nuclear weapons. So Nikki Haley did an interview on CNN and talked about what was, talked about what the policies were concerning Korea, and the fact that the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, made his first trip to Asia, where he really kind of trashed what our approach has been in that country for the past couple of decades, and is saying, you know, we need to recalibrate. We need to come up with another way to handle this issue. And Nikki Haley's backing that up and saying, we don't want to get back into the six-party talks. We don't want to do that. We're not willing to do that. We've been there. We've done that. So it's failed. It's been an approach that hasn't worked. And she said she's not even speaking with North Korea's envoy to the UN, and instead is going to call on China and Russia to get North Korea to reverse course on their efforts to increase nuclear capabilities and develop those IBMs, those intercontinental ballistic missiles. I have to tell you, I liked it. I liked specifically when she said, we need other countries. We need China. We need Russia to step up. Show us that they're there and they're concerned with North Korea just as much as we are. Considered to be risky in the past, I say bravo on this move. It's a good one. What do you think? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Odds and ends on the flip side.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Department of Justice, quote, said in a statement that they strongly disagree with the federal district court's ruling, which is flawed in both reasoning and scope. DOJ continued, quote, the president's executive order falls squarely within his lawful authority in seeking to protect our nation's security, and the department will continue to defend his executive order in the courts. And this is a commitment that he has to enacting health care. This is a process that he is committed to, wants to see through because of a goal that he wants to achieve, which is making a more patient-centric health care system that lowers the cost and increases the options.
Patient-centric, that sounds good to me. So the word from the White House mouthpiece, Sean Spicer there, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We bounced that around with Ellen a little bit in the beginning. I say this every day, of course, healthcare. What do we all care about? It's your health. And I've said this story before. I had the coolest great-grandmother, and I was actually named after her, my first name. But her name was Kate Wilson. And I would go see my great-grandmother, and man, she was one of those salt-of-the-earth kind of, I'm just going to say, she's salt-of-the-earth kind of broads, you know? She ran the show, but everybody wanted her to run the show. And when I would go and visit her when I was a teenager, I'd stop over. She didn't live far from where I grew up. And, she had these cool stories, and so I like to go see her. But one thing she said to me every single time, how's your health? What if you don't have anything, you don't have your health. It's all about your health. And I used to think, why did she always say that to me? I'm 17. I'm in great health. Now I get it. Because when your health starts to decline and then you're panicked and then you're, it's a guessing game anyway, going to the doctors, illnesses, blah, blah, blah. Not to dig down a negative hole. I mean, we know. We get it. And even if you take care of yourself, you don't know when that curveball could come your way. So our health care and our choices are, to me, the most important thing happening now, because once again, everything's in jeopardy, and it's like the wheel of fortune. The wheel is spinning, and where it stops, who knows? If you have your quarter on the right number, you might get lucky. And if you don't, you're screwed. And because it's so individual, I don't care, Republican, Democrat, whoever. The bottom line is the people who represent us, one, wouldn't touch our health care with a 10-foot pole. If you work for a great company that can afford to really insure you with decent insurance, you're still not going to be 100% satisfied with it because it's not what it, quotes, used to be. But there's some companies out there that have pretty good health coverage because they'll bite the bullet. They can afford to toss in more on your health care. But for the most part, those kinds of jobs and those benefits declined a bit because of Obamacare. So now when you talk about we're re-racking that and we're giving you the AHCA, what is that going to look like? And you have to remember, because we've been through this valley now for how many years, I don't care, again, if you're a Republican or a Democrat, how much do you trust that what we are being told is really going to work and happen and is going to fix the problems that we have with Obamacare? I'll give you an example. Senator Susan Collins, Republican from Maine, she's saying, you know, I'm not supporting this House Republican health care bill. She says it misses the mark. She already has concerns. She said it's not a bill I could support in its current form. She pointed to the Congressional Budget Office's analysis of the bill earlier in the week that found that 24 million more people would be uninsured by the plan eventually in the future, and that low-income people and seniors would have to pay far more for insurance under the House bill than what they have to pay now. And so I want you to hear that part of it, seniors. So not just low income, but saying that seniors. So finally you hit the golden trail, and now what used to be pretty good, you're not even getting that. So I agree with her there. You don't want to put a whole class of baby boomers into that situation. And she says the bill doesn't come close to achieving the goal of allowing the seniors to purchase health insurance. And we don't in any way want to sacrifice coverage for people who need it the most. We don't want to have that happen. So see, one possible change is that's being pushed by some Republicans is you increase the tax credits for the seniors and for poor people, frankly, to alleviate the affordability problems. And I agree with Collins. It's so complex. I mean, Trump said that. He said it. He was so exasperated when he talked to her. I had no idea how complex it was. It's exactly what he said. She is echoing the same thing, that it's important that it's done right. So now Collins is considered a key vote that could determine whether Obamacare is repealed and the replacement bill could be approved. So she's not the only one. There are others that are saying the same thing. And that's why the big pieces of the bill, I said it the other day, just work on those. Just get them through. You know, and look, the high premiums, we don't want to pay the high premiums either. Obamacare is atrocious. We don't want that either. Just tweak a couple things before it's voted on. I get that it's complex, but we're a country where, wait, we put a man on the moon? You're kidding. The technology we have, but we can't figure out a way to get this correct. We can't figure out a way to make it a little more palatable. And then, yes, of course, we know, once again, you're going to have to tweak it as it goes through. But I know there's a way to do this. There is. And it's called focus on the healthcare fix and get it a little tighter as you try to push that through and get people like Susan Collins to say, okay, I can live with this. This makes sense now. We have this in place, and we're going to reduce these premiums, and that's good. We're going to come back to the decision of choice for people who want certain kind of health care, and that's good. But we're not going to strangle the people who really, really need it and watch everything get pushed up on them. And I really like that idea. I said this was kind of an odds and ends thing, so I'm also bouncing back to D.C. and the tsunami over wiretapping. The White House standing by these accusations that Obama wired his administration, wiretapped Trump Tower. And Republicans and Democrats are saying there's no evidence to back up that claim, and they're kind of pushing for a retraction to the statement, but that's not happening. They're saying, as Sean Spicer said, that there is, he didn't say there's the evidence. He says that there's something to substantiate, is the word, what the wiretapping was about. He sort of tried to dance around a little bit, but not completely. So what is there? What is the whatever so-called evidence? What is the evidence that that happened? Would be great to see that, whatever it is, and obviously there has to be something. There has to be something there. In fact, California Republican Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat on the House committee that would deal with this, says Comey needs to debunk Trump's wiretap claims. He needs to, you know, pretty much do that. He's saying that, you know, he's the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. He said he expected that Comey would refute Trump's claim of wiretapping by the Obama administration during a public hearing. He's saying that's coming up, that he's going to have an opportunity to put the final exclamation point on that and put this thing to rest. Then it would be up to the president to explain why he would make such a baseless accusation. So let's see what Comey comes up with, because he's expected to testify before the House panel on Monday with National Security Agency Director Mike Rogers to talk about the Russian-related hacking during the election. And I'll take you back. March 4th, Trump tweeted out, the president, terrible, just found out that Obama had my wires tapped in Trump Tower just before the victory. Nothing found. This is McCarthyism. So there's pressure to produce the information. See you on the flip side.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
And busters and everything else in between. Gosh, I know so many people filling out brackets and they could care less about college hoop, but they're into the whole, they're frankly just into the brackets for what it's worth. So I mentioned Villanova. Villanova started off the game pretty slow, but they closed just shocking Mount St. Mary's. I shouldn't say shocking, but they whooped up on them. They were number one seed, of course, and they won everything last year. Gonzaga beat South Dakota State. If you had them coming out of the West, if you had the Zags, so then you are a winner there. So circle that one. If you had Arizona also coming out of the West, slapping North Dakota 100-82, ding, 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 circle that score. You are alive and thriving, my friends. How about West Virginia and Bucknell? I had West Virginia in this one. I kind of wrestled with it, and look, I was right about that. So it was a close game. West Virginia won 86-80. They have a kid named Nathan Adrian, who was pretty handy around the boards, one of the difference makers anyway. Notre Dame and Princeton had an incredibly close game. I had Notre Dame in my pool, and Notre Dame narrowly escapes being eliminated, 60-58. Then you've got Purdue and Vermont. Vermont was one of those teams that I think some thought could pull off an upset. But if you had Vermont, and because Vermont's a good team, sorry about that, but they do not win. It is Purdue that sails on 80-70. Florida State wins over Florida Gulf Coast 86-80. Iowa State, a lot of Iowans listening to this show, they beat Nevada 84-74. Monty Morris had 19 points in that win and 8 boards. So they outlasted Nevada. Florida easily over East Tennessee State, 80-65. Butler beat Winthrop, 76-64. St. Mary's over VCU, 85-77. And one of the best players on the floor, a guy named Jock Landale, was Mr. Double-Double, 18 points and 13 boards, made a big difference. Virginia narrowly gets by UNC Wilmington, so that was a 5 seed and a 12 seed, but they won. The 5th seed, Virginia did, 76-71. Again, I'll say that. Wisconsin beat Virginia Tech. Some people thought Tech could win that one. It was a close seeds, but 84-74. Middle Tennessee knocked off Minnesota 81-72. So that was a nice little upset there. Northwestern, I described, with their big win over Vandy. Xavier, I mentioned Xavier beating Maryland 76-65. So that's your hoop update. For anybody who happened to fill out a bracket, that's what we have going on in the bracket thus far. And, you know, obviously, the next rounds and more of the first round is played, and that's what Thursday and Friday are all about. Looking for value. Looking for ways to get that extra circle on the board, if you will. I always think it's interesting to hit the headlines. And when I say hit the headlines, because of how one publication can look at something and another publication looks at something, I like to compare what we see from the East to the West and the Midwest and the South and, you know, whatnot. So every day, I'll peel back the onion a little bit. I go through, just to get the buzz in the land, obviously, of what others are thinking in your backyards and then how that all works, meshed together with the people who speak for us, coming out of Washington, right? So if we went the furthest west we could go, if we went to, and I guess maybe it's not the furthest west, but we went to the Los Angeles Times, what you would see is a lot of Trump stuff right at the top. Trump says budget plan with deep cuts sends America first message. And it talks a lot about the budget, what would be trashed in the budget, what his blueprint is for his budget, the things that would be cut, the 19 agencies that they would stop funding entirely, and SoCal stations losing pretty big, they say, in the Trump budget cuts for NPR and PBS. So there's a talk about that, the education cuts, the JPL programs, NASA's role in climate science. So that also is being talked about. And then very much a California story, but one a lot of people are talking about, is this former attorney sentenced to 40 years in prison for a bizarre kidnapping. It was just a couple of years since this woman, Denise Huskins was her name, had been kidnapped in the early morning in darkness. And, you know, there she was having to face her kidnapper in court. And there was a huge story in California she was in Sacramento and she faced him and she said that she was tied up, she was drugged, she was raped, and she said now, you know, we meet face to face and, you know, family and friends were there and, you know, she talked about the pain of having to get through that and that she was blindfolded and that he kidnapped her and people at one point thought it was a hoax and it was not a hoax whatsoever. And pretty much what happened was the kidnapping happened before dawn, where she and her boyfriend were in the master room of his house. And then they all of a sudden found a stranger standing in the room. He used a stun gun and a water pistol made to look like a gun and ordered them to lie still while he tied them up, blindfolded them, gave them some sleep-inducing liquid, and recorded a message that he played over the headsets threatening electric shock if they didn't do what he said. He took the woman and put her in the trunk of his car, moved her to another trunk, before driving her to his family's South Lake Tahoe home. And, wow, I mean, just a crazy thing. And you know, initially the boyfriend, I mean, this is what happens, but the boyfriend was accused of foul play, that it had something to do with him, and it was, you know, was some crazy hoax, like I mentioned, and of course it wasn't, and it was a strange tale. And Matthew Mueller was the guy who was this. It was shocking to people; they couldn't believe it. He was this former attorney, this Harvard-educated attorney who did this, and it was hard to catch him because nobody was really buying the story in the beginning until the FBI came in and they had the evidence with the home invasion robbery and they were able to link him to the kidnapping that all of that unfolded. So now there's even a federal lawsuit against the police department's allegations that the kidnapping was untrue. Wow. Oof. Awful. I mean, awful for them to psychologically go through that. So that story took over a lot of conversation, period, in California, besides what was happening in Washington, D.C. So naturally, in the L.A. Times, that was something that was heavily discussed. All right, if we bounce back to the other side of the country as you're listening to us across America, and let's say we just pluck something out of the Daily News. The Daily News also has this story, the crazy California story, pretty high. Then they talk about what's happening with the Trump budget. And the headline says, Trump would be a fool to cut Homeland Security funds from New York City, the number one terrorist target in the U.S. So there's the conversation about that, about what would happen to New York. Then there's also the conversation about, and I thought this was interesting, and I'm sure many of you have heard this story too, because this was a big national story, but four Chinese immigrants were found stuffed in an alleged smuggler's trunk during a U.S.-Mexico border crossing. They were tied up and gagged and all of that. I think gagged to be quiet. I think they were trying to smuggle them in, actually. So they took three women and one man from the trunk, put them in a place, a location for processing. They had, of course, no papers to be in the United States. There's federal charges pending in connection with what happened here. But this was strictly a smuggling thing, trying to smuggle them in. And what happened is the border officers found them after the dogs, a canine unit, boom, led them to sniff around there at the San Ysidro border and that car. So bravo. Coming back on the flip side, we take a look at numbers, numbers, numbers with We Can Count.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The numbers. GoPro. Ooh, I like GoPros. My nephew has one, and I think I use it more than he uses it. GoPro, the camera maker, is saying it's going to cut 270 jobs. They say they're going to cut operating expenses in 2017 by $200 million. They're going to also take $10 million in restructuring charges as part of job cuts. They decided this is what they needed to do because things started to fall off, partly because they got involved in a few other products related to GoPro, and now they're getting back into the business that of what they were doing, you know, before. I've already mentioned this, but I'll say it again as far as we can count. So you know, 62 agencies and programs are what the Trump administration wants to eliminate. And so what they want to do is cut certain programs For example, they want to cut $13.2 million out of the National Wildlife Refuge Fund. That's one of the areas. Some of the agencies and programs, the cut is 100%. Some of it is just a little bit of a cut. But there is certainly chitter-chatter about who's going to lose jobs and what's going to happen. And I know I have gone through some of these already, but, for example, I'll just pick one out. Like the Department of Health and Human Services, health professions and nursing training programs are saying $403 million. Trump's budget says the programs lack evidence that they improve the nation's health workforce, so they want to provide scholarships and student loans in exchange for service in areas with a nursing shortage. Makes sense with the scholarships. Abandon mine land grants, $160 million. They want to eliminate the discretionary grant program, saying it overlaps with a $2.7 billion permanent fund. So they have a permanent fund, getting rid of the fund that is like a slush fund and doesn't make sense according to this budget. So we jump to a couple of other numbers, and one of the other numbers is this one. This is actually sad, but you know, when you're a mountain climber, you understand the risk. Mount Etna erupted, and that eruption injured 10, spewed lava hundreds of feet high, which is crazy. Mount Etna, if you don't know, is in Sicily, and it exploded. So tourists who were there to observe, you know, this volcanic erupting were caught by surprise when it hit the snow. It's the largest active volcano in Europe, and for the second time in a month this week, it spewed lava hundreds of feet into the air above Sicily after a later blast caused by magma hitting snow injured those 10 people. That's how it happened. I was looking. Oh, man, the video is crazy. If you see the video, it's surprising that luckily just a few people were injured, because watching it spew and the people run, wow. It was, I mean, seriously, it was a crazy explosion for those bystanders that were pelted as they were running. Six were actually hospitalized, mostly with head injuries and in non-critical conditions. So thank goodness, that's lucky, because when it was spewing, it, you know, you're talking about being pelted by rocks and dodging burning boulders and boiling steam. In fact, I saw a tweet from Rebecca Morell, who said, running down a mountain pelted by rocks, dodging the burning boulders and the steam, not an experience I ever want to repeat, I should say. I wouldn't want to repeat that either. And this was a science correspondent. The BBC science correspondent described what happened, because she was caught in the middle of, she was caught in the middle of all of that. Wow. All right, we move to some other numbers of significance. And here's one of them. Mortgage rates jump again for the second week, if you're paying attention to mortgage rates. And what does that mean? The average 30-year mortgage rate climbed to 4.30 from 4.21 last week. That's up 3.73% from a year ago. And, of course, the rates rose in anticipation of the hike in the Federal Reserve's key interest rate. So we knew that this was potentially, you know, we knew this potentially was going to happen. And that's why you're seeing those rates move. All the rates moved, by the way, 15-year mortgages, the mortgages with the ARM, all of that. All right, let's move to this one, Target. Target and T-shirts. So the company plans to help customers showcase their local pride, they say, but sometimes it's good to have that basic knowledge. It might not have been what they were thinking in Boston. There was Boston-themed T-shirts that came under attack this week. A Twitter user was among the first to draw attention to the misspellings on one shirt displaying a map of Boston neighborhoods. The shirt omitted the Mission Hills neighborhood and replaced Chinatown, downtown, and a few other neighborhoods from a single non-existent one dubbed Central. And then they spelled Southie as Southie, like instead of how they say it in Boston, which would be S-O-U-T-H-I-E, they spelled it S-O-U-T-H-Y. Ooh, which clearly shows that they're not from the area. Otherwise, they wouldn't have spelled it that way. There's no way that that is going to sell well unless it's a mistake shirt and they're giving them out to anybody in that area. You know, a little local knowledge goes a long way, doesn't it? And there's the prime example. Guarantee, if we dug it up, the person who put the shirt together was not from Boston or the Boston area. But, I mean, even I know Southie isn't spelled that way. I'm familiar with it, however. I don't know, maybe if I wasn't, I would have spelt it another way. It's always good to check, especially when you're talking about, you know, especially when you're talking about certain areas, because you think you know how you spell it, and you don't. I mean, I dare you to spell Schuylkill. If you can spell Schuylkill for me right now, 855-266-5283, you got to jump quick, 855-266-5283, no one's taking me up on this. I will give you some gaming coupons for The Walking Dead, A New Frontier. I've got the download code, baby. I will give you access to the PC version of The Walking Dead, a very cool new game, if you can spell Schuylkill for me. I'm from Philly, and it's the Schuylkill River, and nobody can spell Schuylkill. Here's the hint. Most of the people from Philly know how to say it, but they can barely spell it. How about this? As far as numbers are concerned, the U.S. is warning Americans against spring break travel to Mexico. Oh, I know like seven people that went to Mexico. Because, you know, Baja California, Big Sur, Cabo San, Big Sur is up north, Cabo San Lucas, I've been there many, many times, they're saying be careful because of some of what's happened in other parts of Mexico. So to be safe, they're just issuing the warning to not go far away from, you know, Cancun, Cozumel, Playa del Carmen, not to go far away from the hotels and the resorts. That's why a lot of people go all-inclusive anyway. If they go all-inclusive and they just stay on the property, but how fun is that? That's no fun. I say boo to that. I want to go somewhere where I can explore, so be careful. I know some people are on their way to spring break, some and most are halfway through spring break. Happy St. Patrick's Day and weekend, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.